Over the weekend for Mother's Day, it was the first time this had ever happened, and I mentioned this in the After the Show podcast yesterday. It was the first time that it ever happened that our girls weren't both with us on Mother's Day. Yeah. It was so weird for me, and I don't say that to make Phoebe feel bad. She had to work on Mother's Day. She works at a brunch place, and she was there for most of the day. And then after that, she went to do some theater work. She's teching for a show, a local theater company. Mm-hmm. And so she was gone all day. She didn't get home until after I went to bed Sunday night. And so she gifted me my Mother's Day stuff on Saturday. And then Taylor spent the day with me on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But I did have a wonderful Mother's Day experience. But anyway, long story short, it was the first time they'd both not been with us.
Yeah, it was different. But it was still good. It was special. It almost like it gave you a long weekend.
It did.
A long Mother's Day
weekend. Oh, I took it. Yeah. But here's the thing. This was also the first year that this is weird, but I was going to give them a gift, both of them, from me. Now, it's not a gift like something, a gift card that they can't wait to go spend. It's just a weird little thing I wanted to give them. But I wanted to give it to them together, so I'm holding on to it till we do our family dinner night this week with them when they come with us, Murphy.
Okay.
So,
so you can't tell us what it is?
No, I'm going to tell you. Oh. They're not listening to this.
That's what you think.
There's the old family support.
Yeah. They're not hearing this. I know it. You don't want to know?
Well, yeah, of course I do. Yeah, please. I mean,
okay. I recently went to see my doctor, my specialist, my osteo specialist, yes. And I was diagnosed with a very early case of osteoporosis. And I'm trying to do everything I can. I'm on top of that. Mm-hmm. And so one of my questions to my doctor was, look, I know what I'm taking and what you're giving me and what you're telling me to do and how I've changed my life so that I don't accidentally break a bone, because that's the risk. That's why they ask you when you walk in. They always say, Jody, are you in any pain? They're making sure I haven't accidentally broken a bone. I know that they're not. I found out how much vitamin D and calcium they should be taking for their age and the fact that I have this. And so I know they're not going to remember to take a vitamin. I can barely remember to take my stupid vitamins. So I bought them the little chews. I brought Taylor the chocolate ones and Phoebe the caramel ones. And I'm hoping that will get them
flavors?
Yeah, vitamin D and calcium chews.
They're chews or gummies or whatever?
They're chews. Yeah. Imagine like old caramel candies. Okay. That's what they're like. Cool. And so I'm going to give both of them one of those and say, let me know when you're out. Take at least one a day. It's a weird gift. It's a mom thing to do.
It's a good mom type gift to give, though, in decent packaging for sure.
Yeah, good flavors.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 6:50.
On the way next, the food dude has snacks.
Yay.
And snacks and more snacks.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Got a lot of snacks today. Sun Chips has a new flavor.
Uh-oh. Do they?
Monterey Jack and Garden Tomato.
Oh.
That sounds good.
It does.
Yay.
Yeah.
Sun Chips are always like that. I don't know. There's just something special about Sun Chips.
You're fooling your... It's a lie you tell yourself that they're good for you.
Oh, yeah, they're healthy.
Oh, yeah, right.
They're healthy chips.
They might be a little healthier because they may have some multigrains, but they're still chips.
Yes, yeah. I understand.
These chips will only be available through June.
Man.
Why?
It sounded delicious.
Ruffles has a new honey habanero flavor as well. You get the sweet and spicy.
Wow.
And if you remember, a couple of years ago, Goldfish had Old Bay seasoned goldfish.
I mean.
They're bringing those back for a limited time.
Did you ever try those?
No.
I'd like to try that.
I tell you which ones I want to try, and I didn't buy them. Red Hot.
Goldfish?
Hot. Some hot. Yeah.
Flamin' Hot?
There's some sort of hot
goldfish
that I want, and I didn't buy because you, Murph, but...
You know what? They ought to partner up with the candy and do Swedish goldfish, too. You know what I mean? That might be a good combo.
No, but I know my next snack mix.
AMC Theaters. If you remember, a month ago, they announced they were going to start putting out their own microwave popcorn for the grocery store, AMC branded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going a step further. They're going to release their own candy brand now, too.
Okay. Cute.
The head of the company says, you know, the folks, the candy companies are overcharging us so much, and we have to pass it along to the consumer.
Oh,
wink, wink.
Right.
So we're going to have our own candy, so it'll be a little cheaper. So look for that.
Yeah,
that'll only be sold at the theaters.
Yikes. Okay. It needs to live up, though, because people are serious about their movie theater candy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's why you go to Walgreens in advance. And Little Debbie, you know, they've been hitting us with a bunch of cereals and ice creams. Well, they're going to roll out finally a new snack, cookie and cream brownies.
Oh, Yeah. Bring it, Debbie.
Wow. I'm sure they're using the standard Little Debbie brownie, but it's going to have the white cookies and cream on
Close
top.
Close your eyes and see if you can taste the Little Debbie like every other cake. I like that.
Thank you, food dude. All right.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
There is a new JFK movie coming, and it is star-studded. Tell you about it next.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
There is a new JFK thriller coming. I'm not kidding you. Not from Oliver Stone. He gave us one in 1991.
Someone may find out the truth. We better, or we might just as well build ourselves another government.
Tell it, Kevin.
He was Jim Garrison.
He was attorney Jim Garrison. What a movie that was. What a cast that was. Well, this one will be another big cast. This is David Mamet making this movie. He's done many things in the past. He's celebrated.
He is. Yeah.
It's a cast. Al Pacino, Viggo Mortensen, John Travolta,
what?
Shia LaBeouf, even Courtney Love. This one's a biggie. It's called Assassination, and it's going to tell the story of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, but through the mob's point of view.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Yes.
So obviously fictionalized.
Well.
Okay.
They had a point of view.
Yeah.
The assassination is not fiction. It's
oh,
history.
I know that. Yes,
but
that's
and
correct.
Everybody had a different point of view. Okay.
Okay. That's
so
true.
It's the 60th anniversary this year.
Well, we won't get the movie this year. They begin filming in September.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam has music news.
I'll let you know why Keith Urban is back on American Idol this week.
Woo!
Sam's got music news.
Powered by Progressive Insurance.
This week, this weekend, will be the finale for American Idol, season 21. And they're bringing in somebody who is very familiar with American Idol to be the mentor for the three finalists this week, and that is Keith Urban.
Oh, wow, I need to watch this season.
And he's going to perform this song as well, Wild Hearts.
What a great mentor.
Yeah.
He knows his way around a guitar, a studio.
That's not a guitar. This is a guitar.
Okay.
Anyway, that's this Sunday on ABC if you
nice.
Want to check it out. Oh, you know who Hootie and the Blowfish are, right?
Just let her cry.
Yes, of course.
But wait, there's more. You know who the Black Crowes are, right?
Baby,
even better. Yeah.
What happens when we bring those two worlds together?
Happiness.
Well, tonight on CMT, it's CMT Crossroads with Darius Rucker and the Black Crowes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Crossroads.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the one that they taped at the right after the CMT Awards back in March.
Okay.
While everybody was in Nashville, they taped it as well. So CMT tonight, check it out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, good one. That's a really good one.
And I bet you may have not known this one, but at one point in time, Keanu Reeves was in a band.
I feel like I did
know
that.
Yeah, I remember that.
The band's name was Dog Star. Here they are. Kind of a grungy thing, and their last album was 2000, and then they hit the stage, I think, in 2002 the last time. So
he's always so busy.
They're getting the band back together, man.
Does he sing?
He plays bass, and he does backup singing.
Of course.
The lead guitar, there's like three-piece, drum, bass, guitar. The guitarist is a singer. He does backup. But what's really cool, they're putting out a new album. The band's back together. They're going to perform at one of the music festivals at the end of this month.
Oh, my gosh.
With the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Post Malone, and Lizzo. All at that same festival. So
I feel like I've been with Keanu Reeves forever.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I mean, he's been hot the past, 2 years?
No, he's been around forever, though. I first discovered him a long time ago in a movie called River's Edge. Does that mean anything to you guys?
Mm-mm. No.
He played this angry teenager. He was so good. And then, of course, there was Point Break.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the Supreme Court will decide on student loan forgiveness finally, with millions of student loan borrowers waiting to find out whether they will have some debt erased up to $20,000 per student per loan. It's expected before the end of June, this decision, which is soon
yeah.
and fast in Washington terms. but it's all going to be, you know, determined by the Supreme Court.
Right.
We'll keep you posted. Number two, there's a huge asteroid expected to zip past Earth today. Have you heard about this?
No.
NASA is tracking it. It's a huge space rock.
Zip past, it's like gonna zip how many past millions by of miles?
Well, it's 3.5 million miles from us.
Ooh.
But in space terms, that's a close shave.
Yeah,
you know, chances of it hitting us incredibly low, but it's big, like 30 stories tall, about the size of the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
Set to zip past us this afternoon around 3:52 Eastern time.
So we don't have to whip out the Armageddon movie.
You
again,
do
huh?
not. Okay. Number three, Martha Stewart was revealed yesterday as one of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover models for this season. She revealed it on the Today Show.
Seeing it for the very first time. Martha, what do you think?
I like that picture.
Yes.
She is 81 years old. To get ready, she says, well, she already lives clean anyway.
Yeah.
Lots of exercise and no bread or pasta for a couple of months.
Three things for you to know today. Yeah, next week we're going to Beverly Hills.
It's for Jody.
This
is Jody's award. She's winning the Gracie, and you know, we've never been there before. So, yes, I'm reading up
never
on how.
Never been to Beverly Hills.
I'm reading up on the proper etiquette there.
We've also never been in a room with such people. Drew Barrymore is supposed to be there.
Faith Hill. What's her face from Yellowstone? Beth.
Her name is Kelly Riley.
Yeah, let's make sure you get that down before you call her What's Her
Face.
Don't
even say the words What's Her Face, okay? You're not
I'm going to go up and talk to her.
You're
not
going to be with What's Her Face here if you do that.
I'm going to say, how, is Kevin Costner really a pain?
Yeah.
He's not.
Just in case you don't know, there's an award that Jody won that it's actually a national accolade for radio hosting, and so we're very proud of Jody for that, and that's why we're going.
Yeah, and we have to dress up for this. This isn't just suit thing. This is a tuxedo, formal stuff.
Yes.
Formal gown for Jody.
I got my tux, and Murphy, you got your tux.
I do. It should be in this week, actually.
How are you transporting it? I'm just curious. Are you getting one of those hang-up bags, and you're going to have the stewardess put it
up in
there?
It's called a garment bag.
I was, the events that night, I was just going to wear it. No, I'm kidding.
Although
both
of us on a plane with tuxes.
I actually hadn't thought about that, Sam. So garment bag is probably the way to go, so that you can fold it in half.
Yeah.
And the trick that I like to use are if you keep the little plastic coverings from dry cleaners,
and
you put that between the shirt and all that kind of stuff. As you fold it, it's not likely to wrinkle because it doesn't butt up against itself.
You don't have to use the trick from your dry cleaner. Where you're picking your tux up from and buying that, they're going to give you that. I promise. You're not just going to get your tux and hand it to you in a Walmart bag. I promise. Okay?
You might want to iron this, Mr. Murphy.
Yeah, but that garment bag is not a travel kind. That's
right.
In there to put it in the travel bag.
Yeah, and I don't have a garment bag.
Need to talk about this week because I'm bringing two gowns. You know that. I'm bringing a backup gown.
How are you transporting yours?
In a garment bag.
She's wearing it.
In a garment bag that you and I need to talk about. Because we can share a garment bag, Murph.
Hey.
My gown
is a good idea.
Kind of blanket. Your tux can be in the middle.
You're bringing two gowns? I'm only bringing one tux.
When I go to a ball or something like that, or anytime I've ever done formal,
options.
It's a trick. It's a woman's trick.
Yeah.
I want the backup gown because if something happens to my number one that I want to wear, I'm not missing this event.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be stuck in my room with no gown.
Yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider at 7:20.
Coming up next, we're going to answer some of your emails and questions from murphysamandjody.com. We love hearing from you the most, so jump in, 877-310-4MSJ, or hit us up online.
Social Media Connect.
We got one here from the email, Jody, and this one's about a comment you made about the Garth Brooks concerts.
The residency in Vegas.
They're going to be taking away your phone when you go into that one because Garth doesn't want phones while he's performing.
Yeah, right. Makes sense to me. Yeah. I understand that. A number of performers have done that in the past.
I've never had that happen yet.
But I know a lot of comedians are doing that now.
It would cause me anxiety, I think, to leave my phone with 20,000 other phones or whatever.
Did we have to do that for the J-Lo concert that we went to?
I don't remember.
No, you had recorded audio of that one.
That's right.
I mean...
that's the reason they don't want you bringing them in. Oh, yeah.
Oops. Okay.
Maybe I'm thinking of another one.
Sure.
Anyway, okay, Crystal writes in. She says, I recently heard Jody saying Garth Brooks wants a phone-free event. I think most shows should be like this.
Right.
I do not like seeing phones everywhere as they are in the way of other spectators. Mm. I see older rock concerts where everybody enjoys the experience. Yeah. They're not worried who's on social media or who's recording during the show.
Yeah.
They're enjoying the show. Mm. People should be allowed to have their phones before and after, but not during, my opinion. I love your show. Listen to you guys on the way to the gym. Thank you for everything you do. You make it feel like a positive day.
Oh, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Crystal.
Yeah, that's probably easier to manage in a more intimate setting, like a Vegas show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine managing that at a stadium show. That's just that's too much to coordinate and organize.
No kidding. Yeah. You have to give back all those phones on the way out. But
put them in a box and say, here, just
good luck.
Find
your phone. But look, I think it was Bruno Mars who started telling audiences that 5-6 years ago, like at the shows.
Yeah, it was.
The one time I saw him,
he said it at your show.
They didn't take your phones away. He was just encouraging, look, enjoy this moment with me. Don't worry about filming it and watching it later. Enjoy it now, because if you're filming it, you're not going to enjoy it as much.
Yeah.
He encouraged it.
I know you were saying it gives you, the heebie-jeebies because you won't be by your phone, but I know a lot of the comedians that do it, they have some kind of special bag.
Sure.
You put it in the bag, it's sealed. You can have it with you in the arena.
You just can't open it and take it out.
And if there's an emergency, you'll have it to run and go make, whatever, but you can't use it during the show.
Beautiful. Thank you, Crystal. Jump in anytime. We love hearing from you.
Coming up next,
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider,
powered by State Farm.
An official reel update on actor Jamie Foxx. Are you ready? Reportedly, he has been receiving medical care at a physical rehab center in Chicago. The reason he was in the hospital in Atlanta in April is still a mystery to everybody. They're not releasing it, and that's okay. This place where he's apparently been in rehab specializes in stroke recovery, traumatic brain injury rehab, and spinal cord injury rehab.
So this is like a physical rehab place, not a drug alcohol rehab.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I guess the word rehab is kind of
synonymous
with that.
Yeah, well, you hear rehab,
that's
what you think.
No, physical medical rehab from something serious. And we know this was a medical emergency, serious enough for him to stop filming, and his family to be concerned. But the word is he is recovering well, and he is planning to return to a TV show, another one called We Are Family, a game show sort of thing. So that's good news. And his family says there are good things happening.
Good.
Got news about Avatar, The Way of Water.
She's so close.
Hmm. This is one of James Cameron's big sci-fi epic pictures.
Yeah.
One of the, whatever. It made the most money, right up there with other Marvel movies. It will be on Disney Plus and HBO Max June 7th. So, summer.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Got something to think about before you reach in the closet today.
Yeah, what color you are wearing really has a lot to do with the way you feel. Do you believe that the color you wear has anything to do with how you feel about yourself on any given day?
Yes.
Yes or no answer? Oh, well, yes, Sam?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're wearing navy blue today. How do you feel?
I'm feeling conservative. I mean, there's nothing on the shirt. It's just blue.
Right.
One of those days when I wear the Hawaiian shirts.
You feel wild?
I didn't wear it because it's a party, but I feel festive wearing it.
That's awesome. I love that, too. I believe fashion has a lot to do with the way you feel about the way you carry yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Color, though. What about you, Murph? Color?
Oh, yeah. I agree.
You're wearing happy yellow today.
I'm wearing yellow today. Some of my favorite colors are the green one that you say I can't wear during the winter. Is that green or is it?
What are you talking about?
That very light green thing.
Oh.
One of my polo shirts.
It's very light teal. It's a summer shirt.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those colors, I like wearing them because I don't wear them very often. And every now and then, a pastel feels good.
But not
I think a pastel can emphasize your skin tone.
It can, right. But that's a
what
summer
am I saying?
Shirt. Yeah. That's a summer shirt. Anyway, look, there's a whole psychology to color. I remember the first time I learned about it. I was fascinated. It was like a marketing class. And it was like, hey, did you realize that most fast food places, like McDonald's was the example, you go in there and everything's yellow and orange and bright. And they want you to have this bright experience. And the drive-thru is fast. And
a lot
those
of fast
colors
food
make you feel
logos
fast.
Logos are red.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
It's like a doctor's offices. They want to paint that soothing color on the wall.
Right. Murphy, our bedroom is a good example. Our bedroom is this cool, comfortable shade of blue, and it's meant to relax you. But as far
as you mean the accents in the room are blue. The walls are white.
I'd say the walls are white, but there's an overabundance of blue.
What am I missing? It's our bedroom.
I could have sworn they were white.
Yeah. Blue accents, yes. Blue comforter, blue painting.
It is very serene, yes.
It's very blue. Okay, but what you wear, red, if you need a pick-me-up, if you need a boost in energy, it's mm-hmm. the color of action.
Yeah. Mm.
Isn't that cool?
They've always said that about red ties, too.
Yellow is a happy shade that's associated with joy.
Well, look at me.
Yeah, look at you today, Murphy. Blue. I'm wearing blue today. Apparently, it's supposed to lower your heart rate, lower your blood pressure. It's calming.
Hmm.
And it gives people trust in you, like you were saying, Sam. We'll tell you a few more of these coming up later, including the color that makes you more courageous.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, the man behind ChatGPT will testify before Congress today. He's the OpenAI CEO. His name is Sam Altman. He's going to take questions from lawmakers on a subcommittee who are calling for these rules and safeguards and regulations regarding AI, artificial intelligence.
Is he going to have a pre-written speech?
Probably.
Sir, are those your own words?
Mm-hmm. He hosted, the CEO, a bipartisan dinner with members of Congress last night. That's how it goes.
Oh,
but these are important discussions that are happening today in Washington. Number two, AAA predicting, and I believe it, for Memorial Day, more travelers on the roads in America since before the pandemic.
Yeah.
So 42 million of us plan to travel for Memorial Day weekend, 50 miles or more from our homes. And that means you're going to go nowhere
fast.
Nice
little day trips, yeah.
Well, a lot of us traveling by car,
right.
So look for traffic headaches and expect Friday, the 26th, to be the worst for headaches for almost all of summer.
All right.
And number three, today is National Barbecue Day.
On a Tuesday?
It does it matter? Mm. Yeah, you mentioned barbecue. Don't you want it?
I want something brisket.
Memphis and Kansas City claim to be the barbecue capital of America, by the way.
Three things for you to know today. You know, I had a busy weekend going to see my son Will get his master's degree in theological studies.
Yes. Sam. Such a big deal.
Mother's Day, and I ran into Maddie. By the way.
Ran into Maddie,
yeah,
your daughter.
Yeah, I'll explain in a second. Yeah. When you go to stuff like graduations, mm-hmm. and there's that one kid who always is, you know, last based on the alphabet.
Right.
You know, the poor kid's got to sit through the whole thing.
Yes.
That was Will in this graduation. Now, his last name is North, which is not the end of the alphabet.
But?
The way they did the graduate, it's like, okay, all the arts, Bachelor of Arts, and you know, and all those kids stood up.
And his was?
And all the Bachelor of Science, and then all the Masters of this, and the last one was Master of Theological Studies.
Of course.
And he was the only one getting it. So he stands up by himself, and then the guy reads off, you know, this is a person who blah, 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 and then they call his name, and he goes up there.
That's so cool. Did you do the big, like, air horn or, like, loudness?
It was in a church. It was in a chapel.
Oh.
And we were instructed not to do anything until each group, you know, had gotten their diploma.
Okay.
And so that until everybody did that until, like, one of the last few groups. And then a couple people cheered for different kids. So I'm thinking, okay. Will is the last person.
Yeah.
And what are they going to do? Kick me out?
Right.
Yeah.
Let them. So I'm videoing him walking across the stage, and I screamed, way to go, Will! And he turned to look, and it's like,
that's great.
Awesome.
So I got that on video.
I love it. And that's good for everybody in the room. At the end, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I'm for being respectful of what the rules are throughout the ceremony.
Yeah.
However, everybody else in the room, it's time to celebrate anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's time to blow the formalness off.
Did he know he was the only one getting the degree?
Did. He had told me weeks in advance. But he also, and this is the funny thing, they walked him in. He walked in first and sat on the front row, even though he was. And so when they gave away diplomas, it was like the kids in the back and then the next
walking
up. And so the kid on the front row all the way at the end was the last one to get his.
I guess that's smart, though, because if you do it the other way around, mm-hmm. all you have are a bunch of empty chairs and the last person sitting on the back row.
But, yeah, that looks bad.
It does, yeah. So that didn't occur to me. That's a smart way to
do it.
That's
the benefit of being last, that you get to sit up front.
Yeah.
Very cool. And Maddie?
Coming home, I arranged it so I would
go to the airport at the same. Maddie was going to the Taylor Swift concert,
with
so we connected at the same airport as a surprise. It was supposed to be a surprise. She checked Life 360 as her plane was pulling to the gate and said, "Why are you at the airport?"
Oh, she busted you.
Wah, wah, wah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider at 8:20.
Coming up next, why our youngest Murphy is doing something she hasn't done since she was in elementary school. On the way. I'm not sure if there's ever been quite a fan army like Swifties, like Taylor Swift fans.
I would agree
and
with
rightly
that.
Rightly so. And rightly so. She touches a part of a young girl, especially his vulnerability, and that you just feel a kinship with Taylor Swift. I'm not a young girl. I've had songs that I've listened to some of her songs and they just hit me in places like what? She sings about and writes about things that you feel, experience for real.
She has sustained this also for the better part of like 12 years.
Jump.
I mean,
it seems like it's growing to me.
I've got to think it's a record of all time. I know that like the Beatles and other big rock acts have been sort of like the previous benchmarks for this, but I mean, look, she's going to be a billionaire by the time she gets to the end of this concert run.
She connects.
Yeah.
She connects with her fans. But anyway, our Phoebe is also a Taylor Swift fan, and she's going to one of the upcoming shows.
Mm-hmm.
It was her Christmas and her graduation present. It might be her Christmas present.
A little bit of birthday, too, I think, was in there. Yeah.
That's true. Anyway, so I was hanging out with Phoebe in the family room the other day, and she was like showing me all these bracelets. And she says, "You know about the friendship bracelets? Do you guys know about the Taylor Swift Eras Tour friendship bracelets?"
Mm-mm. No.
A lot of the fans showing up will be bringing a ton of friendship bracelets that they've made. And Phoebe's making some, and her friend Sarah is making some. And you just use the beads like you used to in elementary and junior high, and you make a bracelet and you put a word or a line or something on it. And it's all Taylor Swiftie stuff.
Do you share these with other people?
Yes.
Oh, like you trade them at the
concert. Yes, you trade them with strangers.
Oh, okay.
And she said, "I didn't want to just do song titles and be typical." So she did one that says Betty. Uh-huh. Which is a song title, but it's a special song to Phoebe. And then she said she showed me one that says, "Hey Whale." And I'm like, "What is that?" She said it's some sort of viral video of Taylor sitting on a boat somewhere recently, and there's this whale that jumps out of the water. And she goes, "Hey Whale." So like she goes, "Swifties will get it." So she's going to have a ton on one arm that it's for her to give away. And the other arm, she's going to wear the ones that she gets that she keeps.
Oh, good.
Like,
that's cool. That's fun.
It is cool. It's just, and I was like, Phoebe, and so she's literally in the family room making friendship bracelets. That's what they are, Murphy. Don't take any of them.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by State Farm.
Big news on NBC's The Voice tonight. It's the final, it's the finale.
Yeah.
But it's actually Blake Shelton's final night on The Voice.
You may have heard it's my last season. I'd be honored for you to be on the last Team Blake.
He's been playing that card all season.
I'm sure.
He really, really has, and it's been a lot of fun, and it's been all about it being him.
The reason, you may not even know this, the reason there's four coaches on The Voice is because it takes three people to go against me.
I mean, it's joking, but he's the one who's won the most.
He has won the most. Now, he's been there for 23 seasons.
And that's 12, how you win the most.
It's 12 years. Yeah. That's like, you graduate high school in 12 years. He's so different from when he started. So for next season, because The Voice will go on, his successor has been named, and it's also from the world of country music, a queen, if you will, Miss Reba. She'll replace him on The Voice. They wanted her first, I think.
Yeah, she couldn't do it originally.
So tonight is the finale, but also Blake's send-off. And guess who's coming back to send him off?
Who?
His good buddy Adam Levine in Maroon 5. Making an appearance
tonight.
And
Gwen is going to be back next season.
She's going to replace Kelly Clarkson next season. Tonight's, the goodbye for Blake Shelton on The Voice. Wearing certain colors can make you feel a certain way. It's the psychology of color. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean for that to sound like a Dr. Seuss book, but I like it.
Yeah, I've heard that for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I do like wearing bright colors, but there's sometimes I like the dark colors too. Like if you wear black, what does that mean?
That's not on my list.
You're Johnny Cash.
Right. I'm surprised that one's not on the list.
It's not on my list that I'm looking at. I can tell you it depends on the circumstance. For something super dressy, I love black. Mm-hmm. I love a black cocktail dress. Yeah. I think black just dresses up better than any color, as long as it's not faded and messed up.
Yeah.
Like sharp, wow.
Well,
so
and you can match it with almost anything. You know what I mean?
You can pair it with anything.
Jeans or khakis or whatever. Yeah, you might
pair it. Yeah. Okay, so shades of orange. What do you think that means and makes people feel like wear? If you wear orange,
that's got to be happiness too.
It's on a high stress day. It's a good day to wear an orange because it gives you calm and it helps you feel balanced. Apparently,
orange does.
Yeah, maybe not the brightest. Like not you know like.
Because I would
McDonald,
think orange would kind of say happiness too, yeah. Like Sam said.
Saying feelings of balance.
That's what my son Parker's date wore to her prom.
I know,
their prom.
Right.
He had the orange vest.
Pink. What do you think about pink?
Soothing.
Oh, listen to both of you. It can inspire comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And feminine side of things for sure, but softness and comfort are associated with the color pink. I like pink.
What about
I waited my whole life to wear it. Oh, well, purple's not on my list exactly, but magenta, the color magenta, inspires courage.
Hmm.
It makes you feel bolder. Do you guys know what magenta is, what it looks like?
I remember, if I picture the Crayola, that's my only reference point.
Is it like fuchsia?
It's a crayon.
Sort of like fuchsia. It's a red-purple. It's a reddish purple.
Yeah, it's not maroon.
It's not purple. No, it's not
and
burgundy.
It's not fuchsia.
No, it's sort of in the middle.
Yeah,
magenta.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the closest to Prince as you're going to get on this particular list. God, purple just makes me happy. It always has.
Yeah.
It is such a royal, bright, happy color. Purple is the perfect mixture of red and blue.
Purple is the color that you wear, I don't know, on a different occasion. You know, to me, purple is one of those special colors.
It is. So just remember, it affects your emotional and mental state, what colors you wear. And when you need a little pick-me-up, red's your go-to.